Shir number 20.
Before we go weiter, we mentioned that the Rosh and Simen Gimel, and the end of Simen Gimel brings down that the Firashi. Doifen Akumo, Lefishit Asrashi and Doifen Akumo, Val the Koisel is Misakem. You bend the wall, you curve the wall. The Mele Rashi holds, you can eat under the Koisel. Even that normally Beitztabo, you can eat the whole Sukkah of Dim Sal, but Val, you bend the Koisel, you can eat in the Koisel, under the Koisel. Because as a Tznai in Sal, you only could eat under the Schach. But Val, you bend the wall. So when you bend the wall, the mele it's called a koisel. So it's considered you're eating under the koisel. And the days of Akuma, you can't eat under the koisel. The Ran said if you move the wall, so then you could eat under the koisel. Abiv miskarev, aksolim miskarev. Abiv we learn days of Akuma, b'shitas Rashi, that a days of Nisakem, ad svasa itztapo, v'kan beiv achalolo, zog the Rosh, the last line in Shisim and Gimel, ולא הכשיר רש"י כל הסוכו, שהרי אין לו סכך, כיוון דרואים את הסכך כאילו קויסל אוקו. זה אין לכם נאמי, נישט עלי גהלתן הזה, נאר איפה הוא נסתק למסקים בשיטס רש"י, ודוס שיטס רש"י, דריבו בינגס דן חקר פן דס רש"י, לחדס יויותן אס דיפן בדס רש"י, אבל זה דרוש תה בדס רש"י, אם דייפה נקום, הוא בי מובינג, אין לכם נאמי, you could have eat, and the whole סוכה מדין קסל maybe, אבל ועל דקויסל אינס ניסקם, you can eat under the wall, because it's a halacha, you can't eat under the koisa. Frek de Welt Akasha. Frek de Welt Akasha. If this is a shit as a rosh, stir in the rosh, and simen lamed gimel, it's a hemshot yesterday shir. Herzach ein gut. Simen lamed gimel, the case of the rosh is, perek alef simen lamed gimel. The case is like this. A person has a sukkah kemin ches. The inside of the sukkah has zayin tfochim schach kosher. Sukkah kemin ches, the inside of the sukkah has zayin tfochim schach kosher. After that, he has zayin tfochim schach posu. After that, he has zayin tfochim schach kosher. Again, shape of a ches. The first layer inside, zayin tfochim schach kosher. Another layer, Zayin Tfochim Schach Posu. And another layer, Zayin Tfochim Schach Kosha. Listen to this. Zayin Tfochim Schach Kosha. Zayin Tfochim Schach Posu. And again, Zayin Tfochim Schach Kosha. Zog de Rosh. The inside part is Posha that is Kosha. It has three walls. Two on both sides and one in the back. Then you have Schach Posu. You can't sit there. After the Schach Posul, you have Schach Kosher, but you only have two walls. Zog the Rosh, but we could say Deifen Akumo. There's no din that Deifen Akumo only could make from bad Schach. You could use the Schach Kosher also to make a Deifen Akumo. So the Mele Zog the Rosh. The inside part is Kosher, and the outside part is Kosher. The inside part is Kosher, why not? And the outside part is Kosher because you say Deifen Akumo. But after you want to sit in the outside part, if you want to sit in the outside part, you're sitting in the one that is outside. How are you sitting there? So the whole thing till there is a wall. So how are you sitting in the inside part? You can't sit under the wall. You can't sit in the inside part. What do you all answer? No, we're not speaking at the same time. Say that, but the same person. Doesn't say two different people. So, and we said yesterday from Andere that the same person cannot switch places. Yeah? So from Choshva people that you can't switch places. So if the same person cannot switch places, how the Rosh says that both are kosher? Lefios is not a kosher. Maybe. You can't be in both places. It's not like a Reish. You can't be inside and outside. Or you're inside or there. When you hear it's okay, when you're there it's okay. When you're there it's Defin HaKumo. When you run in, it stops to be a Defin HaKumo. But I didn't, because Yagi we mentioned it, but Yashu Rebbe, that the mice of the person cannot switch from one place to the other. So how the Rosh says that the whole thing is kosher? If the outside is kosher, so the inside is not kosher. And if the inside is kosher, so the outside is not kosher. How the Rosh says, Shekuloi kosher. So in this shayla, the last Masel, someone was married to me, maybe a Shayna Shayna Teretz. Maybe a Shayna Teretz. That the Rosh is Choylek and Rashi. What the Rosh said in Dafsim and Dalet, that you can't eat under the wall. Why? Because the wall bends. Avada, this is Shita Sarosh. We're not Choyer, this is Shita Sarosh. I'm not taking away from the words of the Rosh. This is Shita Sarosh. But the Rosh doesn't bring down things in a sefer, he doesn't hold from them. So if he says you can't eat under the wall, so he holds you can't eat under the wall. But the Hezbollah that he said that you can't eat under the wall because the wall curves, this is Beshitas Rashi. He himself, in the Tezis Sarosh, he said a different reason why you can't eat under the wall. Because the wall moves. So remember, you're in back of the wall. You start Tezis Sarosh by us. The halacha he's masking with Rashi. You can't eat under it. If he brings it down in the psalkim, this is the halacha. You can't eat under the wall, because you can't eat under the wall. But in the Sarosh, he explained, not like he lives like Rashi because the wall curves, the wall moves. But you're in back of the wall, so then you also can't eat in back of the wall. This is the taste of Sarosh. If this is the chat, so it's Givaldi. This is Megel Emalam Eslim Amma. So you can't eat under the Yitztaba, not on top of the Yitztaba. Why? Because Manavshach, if you have to curve the wall, you're under the wall. If you have to move the wall, you're in back of the wall. But in the case of Simen Lamed Gimel, there it's different. The sukkah is like a ches. Inside is kosher. You have a wall. The outside part is kosher because I moved the wall. You ask me a kasha, if I move the wall, how I could eat in the inside? If I move the wall, I have three walls backwards. So in Manavshach, I could eat. No. I have a sukkah like a ches. Before I move the wall, I can eat inside. How I'm eating in the outside part? Because I move the wall. You ask me if I move the wall, I'm in back of the wall. I'm in back of the wall, but I have three walls backwards. So I have Defin HaKumo. But it's kosher of Defin HaKumo also. Yeah? Is that a problem? I'm not in back of the wall. No, the Rosh is not going. The Rosh is saying it's moving, I can't even back. I hear what you're saying. The problem is, for sure, when I move the wall, I get three walls backwards. You can ask me that it's not mamish good, because if I move it till the end of the Schach Posu, so again I have to come to another day and I come to move it back here. I had like a ches, inside was okay. I moved the wall to kasha the outside. Now this wall is backwards to the sukkah that has two walls. No, I'm sitting in Sakh Kosher. I don't know. Yesh li stop. This is one shayla. Let me get invited. I want to start the sukkah chakar. It's one more kasha. That the Weltfreck is from the Rosh and Simen Lamed Zayin. There's another Rosh, again, Simen Lamed Zayin, Shipua Olim. A person makes a sukkah like an oil, like a tent. So the Rosh says, Avad, it's only kosher if in the middle of the tent you have Asorot Tfochim, in the middle of the oil. You have to have Goiba Asorot Tfochim. Even that the walls start by Lachzoim, but it's only kosher if in the middle you have a box, Zayin or Zayin. It's only kosher if you have a back, Zayin or Zayin. If it's not Zayin or Zayin, it's not kosher. Zog the Rosh, but you don't have to eat only in the middle. You could eat also in the corners. And you have a sukkah like a tent, so in the middle you have Govoya Zayin. Zog the Rosh, it's not only kosher in the middle, it's kosher in the corners and the side. Shipu Eolim Ke Eolim. Like Avi Tumah, the halacha is, if you have even that oil at Tumah is Tefach, אבל if you have oil, the whole oil is מקבל טומא. ופסל היועץ מן הסוכה, נידון כסוכה. So again, the shaila is, how are you eating the edges and the corner of the tent at the bottom? These are the walls. You're eating under a wall. If you can't eat under a wall, how the Rosh says, when you have such a sukkah, like the Rosh, and it's like a tent, you can eat in the sides also. Why? Shippur ha'olim ki ha'olim. Shippur ha'olim ki ha'olim. Are you eating under the wall? So, could be it's different. Could be Shippur ha'olim is not like a wall, it's like, it's a roof with a wall together. It's an under ha'aloch ha'boyel. We'll see later a lot of rayas. But I'm just mentioning that we have to know that some achroinim, like I said, but the Rosh Bayo said you can't eat under the wall, or the Simon Lamed Gimel and Simon Lamed Zion, you could eat under the wall. The Rosh is not masking with Rashi, and the Rosh holds you could eat under the walls. So in the visit, Bayo says, klor in the Rosh, but David Akuma, you cannot. And in the Simon Lamed Gimel and Simon Lamed Zion, stated you could eat. There's a lot of different terutzim. Some people say maybe only the Doifel Amalam Esrim Amo you can eat, because it's a Schach Posu. I'm just reminding me to listen that by us we had a Rosh, that the Doifel Akuma Lefirashi you cannot eat under the wall, and we found two cases in the Rosh that you could eat under the wall. Similar Lamed Gimel, Schach Kosher, Posu, Vekosher, and Lefi. Again, if we say that one person cannot, so the Rosh says everything is kosher, it's mashma, the same person could move from one place to the other. One person can move from one to each other. This is one shaila. And it's similar to Zion in the oil. The Rosh says you can eat in the ganze oil. You have to maybe to miyashav it in the hemshach. Let me start the next sugya. Hoyso b'chuso me'asorot tfochi. Person has a sukkah she b'chuso me'asorot tfochi. V'chokak bo kedei la'ashlimo la'asorot. Rashi learns, k'neged ha'gume u'b'oyso gume hechsho sukkah b'oyrech u'b'roicha. So he has a sukkah sheet in Ketanu me'asor ha'tfochim, and in the middle of the sukkah, he was choykek le'ashlim ha'legoy v'asor. Im yesh misfas chakak ve'legoy sal gimel tfochim tzula. If the chakak is far away, the chetimtze is a person has a sukkah, five tfochim, he digs in the middle of a hole, and five tfochim zayin ha'zayin, so if the wall's outside, asomuch gimel tfochim de chakak, it's kosher. If the walls are rochok from the chakak, it's possible. If it's rochok from the chakak, it's possible. Pochis meshish tfochim kshayro. Zog di gemore, maishno osom da amrin el pochis mar ba'ames. O maishno oche da amrin pochis meshish tfochim. Osom di isi le doifen pochis mar ba'ames hage. Oche la shvui le doifen pochis meshish tfochim. Ein, iloi loi. Zog trash. Pochis meshish kelovud aloche le moishim isinai. וחשבין אלי כאילו החקק לובוד ומגיע עד הקויסר. So the first חלק רשי לו is פשט. What made it to give a little הקדומה here? It's two parts in the suit. There's one part, this is the second part that Be'ez Hashem we'll see in the Hemshech. What is the problem בכלל? A person has a sukkah, in the middle of the sukkah he was חויקק זיין or זיין, height 5. On top of it till the top is 10. Now, but the walls of the חקק are only 5. He goes to the sides, and there he has another 5. This is the sukkah of chakak. And the Gemara says, if it's betoch shloisho, it's kosher. If it's more from shloisho, it's not kosher. And about the longest of the sugya, the noise of the sugya is, why? Why it's not kosher? I have 5 inside the choyr, the chakak, and then I have another 5 in the side. Altogether, I have 10 in the middle. The middle hole is covered with 10. 5 mamish near him, and 5, a little bit far away. Why the Gemara says that it's only kosher if the top mechitzas are close to the chakak betoch sholosh tfochim that you could say lovud? You need mechitzas, I saw, I have a sore. 5 in the bottom and 5 on the top. So what is the problem of the sugi? I want to explain. This is the second part of the sugi, the tesis and tesis be'er, Shabbos, the Rishonim. I will explain, it could be two problems. The Rishonim learned that the mechitzas have to be near each other. You can't have 5 here and 5 here. It has to be near each other. This could be one problem. This is a lot of shittas Rishonim. A mechitza 5 and 5 doesn't connect. So I have garnish. Or no, it could connect. But the problem is that the sukkah is inside the hole. The other side is not a sukkah. It's not a gavoya asoro. So the mechitzas and the sides are not close enough to the sukkah. The aloch is alamol that mechitza needs to be near the sukkah. If the mechitza is far away from the sukkah, it's not good. And then the Gemara will ask, so make daif and akuma, kilo it's near the sukkah. The Gemara will say, I can't do a daif and akuma. So again, it's two parts that could be a problem in the sugya, and this will be the big machlekes rishonim and the second chelik of the sugya. Again, I need a soul at tfochim on the Madonna of the sukkah. So I made a whole asol in the middle. But near me I only have five. Sholosh tfochim to the side, I have another five. So the Gemara says, it's betoch sholosh lovu, we look at it like one piece. And if not, we don't look at it like one piece. What is the problem we don't look at it like one piece? Could be two chesroiles. A mechitza has to be 10. Two halves don't connect. Poshut. Other name, two halves could connect. Just as a problem that the outside mechitza is not close to the sukkah. And as a aloche, you have to have mechitzas near the schach. So normally when I have schach posul in the middle, I have avir in the middle, love would help. Half schach posul, I make a doif and akuma. Here, I have a problem, it's not near the sukkah, and I can't make a doif and akuma, but maybe it's not good. This we'll see in a second, this is bad, and the whole noise of the second chelik, I hope in the end we'll start to get back to it. This is all the tastes and all the rishon. Aber was steht in the Gemara yet? We don't know what is the problem. Aber, if it's pochis mishloisha, it's okay. Because we say love. If it's pochis mishloisha, it's okay. Because we say love. If it's leisa mishloisha, we have a problem. But if it's pochis mishloisha, it's okay because we say love. Because we say love. What helps the love? So in Rashi is meduyek, achrinu medayek Rashi de Bach, Rashi says, ki'ilu achakak lovut, umagia ad akoisa. It's mashach from Rashi, the din lovu does that the chakak moves out, kiilu it's pushed out, and you have mechitzas asor near the koisel, near the mechitzas outside. The chakak moves out, and while the chakak moves out, you have mechitzas asor. While the chakak moves out, you have mechitzas asor. Reb Avrom min Ahar, and the Rivov, al piru sharif, both of them say, what helps lovut? Veroim ha-mechitzois ki'ilu em al-sfa sachka. That the mechitzas move, ki'ilu, they come closer to the sfa sachka, and we have the 10 al-sfa sachka. So lefi Rashi, it's mashma, the chakak moves out, midin lovut. Bach says, big chidush, that lovut definitely closes. Here lovut opens. Or at least it moves. Doesn't open maybe, but we'll see. Lovut moves the inside. Kiilu it's standing as fasachkak, and now we have mechitzas asor. And now we have mechitzas asor on the side. This is the krach of love. It moves. I will explain exactly how the love of Rashi works. But the Rabbi Avrom in the Aram Rivov says, "Kipshutay." Now that the inside moves outside, the outside moves towards the inside. This is the shlav aleph of the sugya. Der Ran in der Ritwo fragt der Akasha in der Sukkie. Fragt der Ran in der Ritwo, Rashi said in Amud Aleph, the last Rashi in Amud Aleph, how much you have to dig in the Gumo, Zayin al Zayin. Fragt der Ran in der Ritwo, why you have to dig Zayin al Zayin? Dig 5 and 5, and then within Lovud, anyway it moves out to the wall. So it's considered you have 7. Why Rashi said that I have to have in the Chakak? Sheva al Sheva, frag the Ritvo in the Ran, why 7 and 7? 5 and 5, and Midin Lovut? Halsachai. This Kasha, the Fidr Bavrom in Har, it's not a Kasha. The Lovut never pushed out the Chakak. The Lovut got the wall to come closer. If I will have 5, I will be left with a Sukkah for 5. Steht klar in der Ran in der Ritvo, that they're learning Pshat and Lovut of the Sukkah, that the inside moves outside. So it's a chidush, because I would say even if it moves outside, it's ki'ilu moves, it's full. Where's Zayin al Zayin? It's ki'ilu, but if they learn beyond this, it's ki'ilu moves outside. So maybe I have a halal Zayin al Zayin. If I have a halal Zayin al Zayin, maybe it's good. And for the Ran and the Ritva, you're right, but it's a diras rucho. Beyond this, it's 7 and 7. We saw in Hutzim that the sukkah was 7 and 7, and Hutzim do not the night be'etzim, but if pieces were hanging inside, so here I have sand, not Hutzim. You're right, below this it's open, but I meet the sand. When I walk in, I bump into the sand. Hutzim also were not the night the halal. But we call Mekoyim, they made a sucho. So we made a chanami, the lovu, moves it out, so again. So we actually have now Rashi, Ran and Ritva, that they learn that lovu pushes it out. We made the Rashi, the Ran and the Ritva, gefrekta kashe. Interessant, I found in the Sefer HaMichton, Rishon, not only he says Akasha, he says, V'yesh o'im rim deloi ke Rashi. The Chakak doesn't need to be 7. The Chakak could be 5. I is no seven. Of a kevon shamrin and lovut, we have seven. So the michtom takes it a step weiter. So again, how, you're asking, what's diras rucho? I don't know this. I don't know exactly. I said the diras rucho. We have to answer the rishonim kasha. But the mesaler et klo. Rashi learns that this is a pshat. It's not so much negiah to the lomdus. The vav. Rashi learns the lovut. The chakak moves out and he reaches the mechitzas outside. This is the lovut of the sugya. Rabbi Avraham and Aaron and the Revov learn the mechitzas come inside. The rishonim were going in the mahalach from Rashi. Maybe they asked the kasha. If the mechitz, the inside is pulling out medin lovut, make 5 and 5, don't make 7 and 7. So the answer to Abir Diras Rucho. The michtam took it one more step weiter, and he said, yeah, you don't have to have 7 and 7. You can have 5 and 5, and mitzvah lovut, it'll be kosher. So Abad, it's a big chidush, and it's takir shveras noch Diras Rucho. Echad mishken teretz, what's with the Diras Rucho? Takir ore, what happened to the Diras Rucho here? It's takir ore, what happened to the Diras Rucho in the michtam? Face is genoi. How we learn Diras Rucho, you write it, Belomdus, it's open. Chutzim is also Belomdus open. But if you have something inside, it's called the Diras Rucho. Say that. And the Rani Marit, what I can say that, it's not as good as Diras Rucho. But Mikol Mokoyim, we see clear the two Shittas HaRishayim. This is the Pshat HaGemor. Lam again, the next Shlav during the Gemor. Lam again, the next Shlav of the Gemor. What? It's what? Seven, but the mice you only have 5. You don't have 7. When you have hutsim inside, the hutsim disturb. Let me show you. Say the hutsim. Hutsim also disturb. If the hutsim go inside the 7, it's not good. What is the difference? What is the difference? What? Let me get into the next shlav. Zog the tour. Say it. So we decided we have to have 7 and 7. So again, so what is the case that it's kosher? You have 7 and 7 inside the halal, and the mechitzas have to be betoch sholosh. Right? You have a sukkah shipchus on the asoro. You dig in the side 7 and 7. If the mechitzas outside are not far, poris mishloisho, then the bottom has 5. It's high 10, and then the mechitzas outside they have another 5. If the betoch shloisha it's kosher, if it's yoisa mishloisha it's possible, because I don't have a mechitza. What's the halacha? But if it's betoch shloisha it's kosher. Zog the two. Betoch shloisha it's kosher. Aval rak betoich hachakak. You can't sit on the edges. You only can sit on the hachakak. You can't sit on the edges of the chakak. Because the edges of the chakak only have 5. Wait. Frek de Bis Yosef, why not? Why not? Let me just sit there, Medin Psal. The tour says, Im chsuka shikvoy poris ma'asoro, v'chokak ba'emza la'ashlimo zayin ha'zayin. Im yesh misfa shchak v'lekosel poris m'shloisho k'sheiro, betoich ha'chakak. Betoich ha'chakak. Frag the B'si Yosef, why betoich ha'chakak? Even on the sides. Midin psal. So I want to remind you the dvorim. Let me remind you this klo. The Meiri comes and he says like this. I don't hope from psal. I hope from psal later. Sukkah, Zayin, Mamshich HaDoifen, but all of these psals in the sugya before, the Malom Esri, when there's no Shiur Sukkah, I never hold from psal. Even so, Zog the Meiri, in Chakak, I hold not only inside the Chakak you could sit also on the sides. Why? Because Midin Lovud, I have a Shiur. So it's not a Dilos Rucho, because I have 7 and 7, and I don't have to come to psal. Medin Lovud, I move the wall till the end. So b'mele, I have shiur, yud. First, this is what the Meiri says. The Meiri says like this. I normally don't hold from psal. But I'm talking about this chakak, that is Zayin al Zayin, and it's betoyt gimel to the tzadim that is kosher, I makshir it even on tzvah sachkak. Not from the bismedrash of psal, zog the Meiri. Psal, I don't hold from psal. I hold psal, b'mamshir ha-doifen, suka psul, l'mal ha-me'esim, all these rashis, I don't hold from psal. Over here, you don't have to come to psal, zog the Meiri. Val medin lovut, we look at the inside, ki'ilu is reaching the outside, so there's a shir suka and the old suka. So I don't have to come to psal. I don't have to come to Pesach. Ah, you will ask me a shayla, but it's a dira srucho. It's a dira srucho. It's a dira srucho. The answer is, the Meiri himself says in the sugya from dira srucho, that if you have 7 on 7, that is no hutzim, the whole sukkah is kosher. Dira srucho means that there's no good place in the sukkah 7 on 7. If it's a good place in the sukkah and 7 on 7, if it's a good 7 on 7 inside the sukkah, the whole sukkah is kosher. The whole sukkah is kosher. So maybe it's the Meiri again. I have to have shiur sukkah. If I don't have shiur sukkah, I don't say psal. But I hold that there's a shiur sukkah and the ganze sukkah, not only in the 7 on 7. Just if it's no 7 on 7, like the Ran and the Ritva said, it's a srucho. After that, it's not a srucho on 7 on 7. I hold that it's enough that 7 are not srucho. You have to have a shiur asoro. But I hold midin lovud, the whole sukkah gets a shiur of asoro. So if I hold the whole sukkah gets a shiur of asoro, remember the whole sukkah is kosher. Why? It has 7 on 7 inside. It's not srucho. Has 7 on 7, that's not srucho. And then the din lovud, it goes to the side. Thus have the tour. Thus have the tour. The tour holds that it's not good only inside the chakar. So the Bikur Yankov says the tour holds, lovud moves this way. The tour will learn the Leike Rashi, that the lovud goes this way. The Taz says, even if the tour would learn that is the lovud goes outside, doesn't have to be that the lovud goes inside, even if the walls will go inside, outside. So the Ma'is, I have shiur asora, but the Tur will learn that while in that place it's srucho, so maybe you can't sit there. Even if you have a sukkah, Zayin or Zayin is not srucho, but in the sides, the hutsim go down, and the place that it's not comfortable is a dira srucho, and psal doesn't help on it. So this is based on the two shittas that we have. So again, maybe a Sayyidah, we have a machlekes bruro, Ta'im Rikrasant Rashi, Klor Diburim, Ram Ritvo, Michtom, and Meiri, that all of them learn pshat in the sugya, that the Yisrael of the lovud of the sugya is, we take the inside and we move them outside. And now everything is outside. It's glad. Everything is outside. So the whole sugya has a mechitza asoro, the whole, everything is glad. Everything is glad. Now, the Meiri learned, and Bechai Gavne, everything is kosher. Chai Gavne, everything is kosher. Even as Fasachkak. Even as Fasachkak is kosher. The Tur learns, no. So we can learn the Tur is also masking that it's moved out, but even so, the Meis and the Fasachkak, it's Dira Srucho, but maybe we can't live there. What? Le'umas then, in Tur state klo, that it's kosher only inside. So we could learn that he learns like Reb Avraham in a Har, like the Rivov, that the mechitzas move inside. And then posher why it's possible. Although we could say, even that he learns that it stays, everything moves outside, but it's called the Dira Srucho. And in the Dira Srucho, you don't say psal. And you write the Mogen Avraham Frecht. How you tell me that in Dira, if it moves outside, then everything is kosher? Why you want to tell me that it's possible because it's a Dira Srucho? For the Mogen Avraham, so why in the Shippur Olim, and the edges is kosher? There also is not a Asor. And again, you have to mechalik that there we look at it like one big suke, and here we look at it like Andre Zach. And then we mentioned the Shitas HaMichtom, the Michtom is already a bigger Machmir, and he says not only that it moves outside, it's enough to have five. So below this it makes sense. Oh, but we have to have an answer, what happened to the Dira Srucho? This I don't know what tells if you're the Michtom. Below this he's taking the Shita of Rashi much wide, that it goes mamish outside. But what happened to the Dira Srucho if you're Rashi, does make sense. Where is the Dira Srucho? But what's the Nishkan Dira Srucho? That's not so much. What happened to the Dira Srucho of Hirashi? Let me gain one more drop back. Now, the Gemara asked the Kasha, why I have to come to Lovut? Frank, the Gemara, why I have to come to Lovut? Even without Lovut, let the outside to be four. And I will say, Daifin Akuma. That's the Gemara's Kasha. That's another gift to us. But the Gemara has a kasha to you. The Ma'isa, the sugya is lovud, and this of them is angry by the ganze tesis. But there's one more shlav in the Gemara, before we go into about the tesis, there's another shlav in the Gemara. The Gemara came with a eitzah. Lozob lovud,
Don't work with love, work with Daifin Akuma. Take the wool outside, and with Daifin Akuma, kasha the sukkah. And with Daifin Akuma, kasha the sukkah. As I find the Gemara. And the Gemara answers the Terence. When you say Daifin Akuma, Hosom the Asil a Daifin, Pochis Ma'abaham Isagi, Hochil a Shvuya a Daifin, Pochis Mishloish a Tfochim, Eini Loi Loi. And again, בילחיס פשט, אז המחלקס רשי ודרבינו חננל, בפירוש המילס of the Gemara. רשי לא נזה, the Gemara answers like this. You're right, I would say דייפן עקומו. I would. אבל זה הלוכה and דייפן עקומו, you have to be a wool before you start. And there's no wool to start to do דייפן עקומו. After I will do דייפן עקומו, I will have a wool. But I can't start to do Daifin Akuma before it's called a wall. Rabbi Nuchanan and Lesgeri is Kipshutoi. Daifin Akuma cannot kasher a wall. It could bring a wall close, but if there's a psul in the wall, we don't do Daifin Akuma. Again, Rashi learns Stam. You can't start to do a Daifin Akuma before it's a Daifin. And Rabbi Nuchanan learns you can't kasher a wall with a Daifin Akuma. I want to explain it's Lashitoso. Rashi in the Suga of Dargum Udalef, Rashi learns, Suga Shigvoy Lamalo Me'esri Mamo, the wall is possible. Rashi says it's law. The Daifin is possible. So then Rashi learns the Daifin is possible in the Suga before. And even so, Rashi said, we said Daifin Akuma, we curve it, and it becomes kosher. So Rashi doesn't have a problem that Daifin Akuma kasher walls. He was also the Malam Esrim. Rashi said, the wall is a bad wall. Rashi didn't have a problem that the Daifin Akuma will kasher the wall. Rashi didn't have a problem that the Daifin Akuma will kasher the wall. But there was a Malam Esrim, and now it became sure to do the Daifin Akuma. So, because it's a wall. Wall is 10. It's a possible wall, but wall is 10, Zok Rashi by us. Before it's 10. 10 is a wall. In a wall you say Daifin Akuma, Zok Rashi. A wall is 10. Before it was 10, but it's not 10. But Rashi can say Daifin Akuma cannot kasher walls. The Rabbi Luchanan learns is that you say Daifin Akuma doesn't kasher walls. Just he learns the Malam Ha'etzrim, the psul is not in the wall. The psul is in the sukkah, not in the wall. Oh, but to kasher a wall, you can't say Daifin Akuma. Rashi is madgish in Dalam Udalef that the wall is a possible wall. Oh, but someone if it's a possible wall. But Daifin Akuma could kasher it. If it's 10, Daifin Akuma works. The answer by us, it's not 10. Mashenkin Rabbi Nuchananel says, "No, it's a different Yisoy. This is another Yisoy. You say Daifin Akuma cannot kasher walls on Rabbi Nuchananel. If Daifin Akuma cannot kasher walls, the main answer Rabbi Nuchananel, Mashenkin Daftar the Mudalef is a kosher wall. Now I want to ask you a shayin. One more shlab before we go beetsem to go around to the tuchdo in the sugi. The Gemara wanted that Daifin Akuma will help. How Daifin Akuma will help?" I'll be mad with the Tzadeh Hashayim. We have again a sukkah sheet, pachus on miyud, and we have a chkak, that is chamisho, and we have little walls around it. And we have a problem. So let me again, we'll see about the tases inside. We have two esbeirim. What is the problem that we have? One esbeir, we're saying our problem is that two mechitzas that are not near each other can count. Two fives are gomish. Two fives are gomish. Lovut could make it. Other pushes in the outside, other pushes in outside the inside. But stamp two fives don't work. This is the first shot. That the problem with this mechitza is two brekalach of wool are garnish. Say that. So now explain to me the Gemara weiter. Let Daifin Akuma to fix it. How Daifin Akuma will help you? What Daifin Akuma will help? I can see. What Daifin Akuma will help you? What? How Daifin Akuma will help? I have a half a wall here and a half a wall here. No, what Daifin Akuma will help? If Daifin Akuma moves, push it. It moves and we see it near each other. If it curves, but it's there, so it doesn't help. What? Miss Chalolo, Goivo. Oh, but it's outside, the wall is outside. We said you can't eat here, the wall is there. So the wall can't touch. So Lechure. I'm saying, I don't want to be telling the one who goes to the next kira to go to the Shaila and the Rishonim and Shabbos claw. But again, we have to remember, we know that the Mice and Lovut puts them near each other and this is Sugya. And when they're not near each other, they're not good. But the Gemara came with the Eitzah from Daifin Akuma. And the Gemara didn't say that it's wrong. She says it's a problem, Devin Akuma doesn't work here. So Rashi, it's fine. You have to have time to start to do Devin Akuma. Other if I would do Devin Akuma, Shtetet will be a Eitzel. So I'm starting. If the problem in the sugya, like we see in Tesis, is two fives are Golish. You need the wall to be one wall together. Two fives cannot count for a wall. So Bishnei Melavud puts them together. How Devin Akuma will put them together? So if Devin Akuma means to move the walls, glad. But if Devin Akuma means that the wall curves, Hadish can shayach. Now, what is the second pshat? The second pshat learns, what we see in Tesis, two halves of a wall could work. So why is the problem with Bichlal? Because the Tesis says, the middle half is mamish near my sukkah. The outside half is not near my sukkah. If I do lovewood, so it's near my sukkah, either way. But if I don't do lovewood, my sukkah only has five. Like we know, we learned a few Zion. If I have schach posul, and my walls are there, it's not good. I need to get the walls near the sukkah. So the five outside are not near the sukkah. That's very geschmack. So the Gemara, even if David Akuma curves, oh, they reach the sukkah. Again, I don't need to connect the walls. So the chure, we have to see if it was shtim in the rishayim. Again, if we're learning that the problem is the tziruf of the walls, so then if David Akuma moves, it's givaldik. But if we're learning in Rashi that it curves, we will have a problem to learn that the chisson of two mechitzes is, and we'll see that, maybe that Rashi that can learn that there's no chisson, two halves. But if we're learning that two halves, that I can add a chisson. No, the chisson is that a half of the wall is not near the sukkah. But mitzad hilchis mechitza, I don't have a problem. It's mitzad hilchis sukkah, it's a sukkah-dicky problem. Nafki mina dan shavis, it will not be a problem. I'm honest, this is the noise and tasteless. So then, Beifan Akuma is very glad. So maybe Rashi Taki will have to learn that the problem is not in the mechitza, the problem is a sukkah-dicky mechitza. So the other Rishonim that learned that the walls could move, they could learn either way. If it's felt in the mechitza, the walls move, it's glad. If felt in the sukkah, the walls move, it's glad. So if the walls move, you can learn either pshat. But if you learn that the walls curve, so then lechura, if we felt in the mechitzas, Devin Akuma lechura will not help. Will not help if Devin Akuma will not help. And also, as a mashmoes, I just don't want, as in the ritual, that maybe the same way you could say Devin Akuma from the top, you could say Devin Akuma from the bottom. As is a mashmoes in the ritual. So then the whole wall will become one wall. You can't be mitzar of two halves. The wall goes, who said Devin Akuma has to go like this? Devin Akuma can go like this. Walls don't bend at the bottom, only bend at the top. It's starting from here and it's bending out. Who said it's starting from there and bending in? It's starting from inside and bending out. Because I'm doing Devin Akuma opposite. I'm doing like this. I explained to the Nafkemine, it's not the mice, it's only Lu. That even if we would say Devin Akuma, you would be allowed to eat the Sfas Chagat. Even if you can't eat under the wall, because here you have to bend from the bottom. So I'm saying, you could be dead for the Cheshb. This is what I'm saying. Basically, when we're going to learn the Sugi Bez Hashem tomorrow, we'll have to go, the two Tzdonim of the Chakira are not Muchach totally in this Chakira of Devin Akuma. I'm saying it's more glad like this, but you could be doing that the Devin Akuma is a mashmois in the ritvo, that the Devin Akuma turns from the bottom, and I think it's glad. I just want one more, for noch 2 minutes. Chazal say that this day, today, is called Yoim HaMiyuchas. We don't say Tachnu. Yesterday was Rosh Chodesh, we don't say Tachnu. And tomorrow starts Shloish Yisimei. Today is called Yom HaMiyuchas. Yom HaMiyuchas is a Mesoira that this is the day that Klal Yisrael said Nasa V'Nishma. This is the day that Klal Yisrael said Nasa V'Nishma. Chazal zogin that in Erev Shavuos, Lemoshul, you're not allowed to be Mekiz Dab. Shein Digmor in Shabbos, it's called Yom Tvoyach. Because it was a shade that came out, and he said, "Im atem mekabel mesatir emutov, v'im lav ani toyveach." So the halacha in Shulchan Aruch that you're not allowed to be make his dam erev Shavuos. The halacha lemaisa, there was a person who was very sick, and he scheduled the operation to erev Shavuos. Now Avshav said to push it off, but the pikuach nefesh says it's more dangerous. Shade the gemara also like his dam. The shade, Frank the Rashba, the shade came 2,000 years ago b'shas kabbalas satir. 3,000 years ago. What is the shaykhis to Yisro lehokiz dam? So the Rashba is muchach
that every year the shape comes again. Every year is the Kabbalah Satoriyo. And also, Be'ezus Hashem, we're starting to go in tonight, the Shloishis in Ma'akbole. Person has to know, every year is a new Kabbalah Satoriyo, Shachitze Alamol, is a new Dinan Toriyo, is a new Siyata Dishmaye. There's no musik to mekabel teire without Shloishis in Ma'akbole. Kabbalah Satoriyo, lech v'ikbal to'esom, Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, Klal Yisrael could be mekabel teire. Hashem says, no, to teire you have to have a'akbole. On Achone, you can't be mekabel the Torah. The achlote nimretzes of a person to make the Kabbalah Satoriyo is today. And the Yom HaMiyuchas, the Yom of Naaseh v'Nishma. And all of the Olam HaYeshivas has been mekubel Shloishis in Ma'akbole. People sit and learn. V'mele, I didn't want to wait, Shloishis in Ma'akbole. It starts tonight. A person has to know if he's mekabel Shloishis in Ma'akbole. The person is mekabel shloishis in Ma'akbole, and he starts to learn k'moshe tzorich in the shloishis in Ma'akbole, with the ganze achonef for shloishis in Ma'akbole, so then ein echanami, he's zoichet to Kabbalah Satoriyo. A person can't wait, shvuas he will start. Sigeitnish. He can't start with shvuas. You have to start with shloishis in Ma'akbole. And nechbet hake, it's achayis of a tzibur, tonight, from tonight, everyone does the nasa v'nishma, must take an under a learning for shloishis in Ma'akbole, and there's Hashem, we'll be zeichet hake, and we'll cover the Torah of the Siyata.